We are going to start this practice laying down on the back. So take a moment to make yourself comfortable, either with your legs extended, or if it feels a little more comfortable for your lower back, you can also have the feet flat on the floor, a little bit wider than your hips, and you allow the two knees to lean against one another. Place your hands on your belly, allowing the elbows to rest on the floor. And observe how naturally you drop into presence. And this sense of presence is going to keep deepening as we travel through the body with our attention. I'm going to guide you, inviting you to place your attention on different parts of the body. And as the attention rests there, naturally the body softens, relaxes. We start by softening the attention on the center of the forehead. It has an impact on the whole cranial part of the head, a deeper rest at the back of your eyes. Soften the attention on the pit of the throat. The neck and the shoulders simultaneously soften as well. Feel the thumbs, maybe more at the base of the thumbs initially, to then feel the whole hand, fingers, and palm relax. And then you observe the belly and the movement of the breath there under your hands, the belly moving up and down. And this invites also the hips to relax, the pelvis, and the whole length of the legs. And then we return to the belly. The movement of the belly with the breath, the belly lifting and dropping. And for a while, simply soften the attention there on this movement. Feeling the belly lift and relax back in without you making any effort for it, and sensing the whole body relax deeper with it. And as the body drops into more and more relaxation, observe one thing. Are you simultaneously aware of the presence? Like a field of tranquility. Initially, maybe in the background, but becoming more and more important, or taking more and more space. So maybe we initially focus on the movement of the breath of in the belly. But as we do so for a while, we will notice probably that after a while, slowly the focus or the attention turns onto itself. Turns onto the presence, into that field of tranquility. Rest for a little moment as that. From here, we are gonna shift the hips a little. So if the legs are straight, you can bend them. Shift the hips a little bit to the right, and we're gonna take a twist. Maybe the knees come in a little bit, and then we drop them to the left. Your arms can be extended to the sides. And we will start by focusing, turning the attention onto the sensations. Here, maybe in the back, around the plane of the kidneys, the waist, maybe it's more in the shoulders and in the neck, wherever the sensations guide you. And just be there, breathe in the sensations. Maybe it starts to happen naturally, but in any case, now choose to turn the focus onto that which perceives the sensation. Onto the presence. Or the space that is prior to the sensations arising, that you can call it a field of tranquility, space. Background. Presence. And you might notice that the sensation will come and go. They will change. But the presence or that background of tranquility is always there. Let's move on to the other side. Bring your knees back to the center. Shift the hips to the other side, and then in your own time, drop the knees to the right. And initially, we intentionally turn the focus, the attention, onto the sensations. And because we have now brought awareness to this, to the presence, to the space before the sensation, probably you have that awareness. You can know both simultaneously. Yeah? But for now, while you are aware of being that presence, for a moment, for a little bit longer, focus on the sensations, on the breath. And then this is reversed. The sensations will still be felt, but we choose to put the focus on presence itself. Bring more awareness to the field of tranquility that is there prior to the arising of any sensation. As we are going to come to a sitting position, you can just bring your entire body to the right side and then make your way to a comfortable sitting position. Finding a comfortable position for your hands, your arms, relaxing your shoulders. And the eyes can be closed. And here, without directing anything, see where naturally is placed your attention. Maybe it looks at the body and the sensations. Maybe it naturally rests on the breath. Or maybe even the attention naturally rests onto itself. And don't force anything. Let it happen. Now, when we were in the twist laying down, we focused on the sensation, and they're a little easier to feel because they're more dense. Now we're going to focus on the breath and more of a energetical path. So it's a little bit more subtle, maybe a little bit more difficult initially to feel. But let's try. Here, staying straight in your seated position, we're going to initiate the breath. You're going to visualize the inhale through the left nostril. And visualize the exhale through the right nostril. So inhale left, either through the entire left side body or just through the nostril. And then exhale right, same, either just through the nostril or through the entire right side body. And visualize this pattern of breathing for a bit. But then while keeping that pattern of inhaling through the left and exhaling through the right, you're going to take a twist to your right side. So you stay upright, the right hand finds the floor a little bit behind you, and the left hand rests on the right thigh. And instead of focusing on the grosser sensation, focus on this pattern of the breath. Inhaling left, exhaling right. Let's come back to the center. We let things be for a moment. And if we choose to not focus the attention on anything in particular, doesn't it rest, what would you call it? On itself, maybe? Sensation of emptiness or space, tranquility. And then we visualize the rhythm on the other side or the pattern on the other side. We inhale through the right nostril or the right side body and we exhale through the left. First, without turning, just to and get this subtle movement going. And then while we're in front, there's very little effort needed to hold the posture. So when we start to twist towards the left, make sure you don't put too much effort, because otherwise your focus is going to be moved onto the grosser sensations. It's going to be harder to keep it on the more subtle sensation of the energy and the breath. So don't go too far and keep feeling, sensing, inhaling through the right, exhaling through the left. Good, and come back to center. Just let everything be. And notice where the attention rests. And the next movement that we're going to do, which is not a movement, but again, visualizing pathways of energy, is it easier to do it when we lay down on the back, but we're going to do it here sitting. Probably you've done it a few times here with me already. So we visualize on the first inhalation or on the inhalation, the movement start by the inner edges of the feet, and it travels up through the inner, inside the legs, inner legs, up like two channels in the front of the body, like two gutters or two channels through the front of the body till it reaches the front of the heart. That's the first inhale. Then from the front of the heart at the center, we exhale through the inside of the arms into the palms. We move to the back of the hands. We're going to inhale from the back of the hands through the back of the arms to the back of the heart. And then the next exhale travels through the back body, like through those two channels, then spreading through the outside of the hips, outside of the legs, outside of the feet. And that's one cycle. I repeat it once. Inside of the feet, inside of the legs, inhale, front of the body, those two channels, and they meet at the front of the heart in the center. Exhale through the inside of the arms into the palms. Move to the back of the hands. Inhale, back of the hands, back of the arms, back of the heart. Exhale through those two gutters, two channels at the back body, traveling through the outside of the legs, outside of the feet. And carry on for a little moment at your own pace. And really don't be too rigid with the pattern. It doesn't have to be exact. And again, this happens very naturally. Initially, we focus on the energy, on those movements. And as I said, very naturally and progressively, presence grows. The awareness of that field of tranquility expands. And maybe even completely naturally, the movement, the pathways will stop, allowing you to entirely rest into that field of tranquility. and as that field of tranquility. So you can very well carry on with the pathways for a little longer if you wish, or maybe naturally they have stopped and you are resting as presence itself. Now, if you're still going with the pathways, with the movement, let it now be. Again, allowing to rest as presence itself. As this field of tranquility. As awareness. And observe if there's any distance or any difference between this presence, this awareness, and yourself. Are you something else than this presence, this awareness? Once we put aside the body, the thoughts, and all the rest. Isn't this presence always there, prior to the arising of the thoughts and the sensations. Just remain or rest as that for a bit. Now, as you reorient your attention, maybe on the breath, maybe on the sounds in the room, on the body itself, notice that the presence doesn't go away. The background of calm, the spaciousness. That which perceives. You can simultaneously be aware of all the things. While knowing you are this spacious and calm presence, awareness itself. Now to close, if you wish to offer thanks, just join your hands together in Anjali Mudra. A moment to connect to the heart and simply to offer thanks. Namaste.